This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congress will reconvene today, kicking off a year of divided government. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For 2 years, Democrats were in charge here at the White House and in both Capitol chambers.
You controlled it all!
And House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says they failed at it all. Now,
it's going to be different.
Whether McCarthy becomes House Speaker remains unclear, but the shift is sure to complicate things here. The GOP will be able to stymie some of President Biden's agenda. And before leaving for the holidays, he appealed for less partisanship, of not seeing each other as Democrats or Republicans.
Not as members of Team Red or Team Blue.
But rather as Americans. His administration's launching a bipartisan blitz today to tout how the economy's benefited from the parties working together. The president will make a rare joint appearance in Kentucky with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Sagar Magani.
Tens of thousands of people have filed by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body as it lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Many of the first viewers on Monday were tourists, pilgrims, or Romans who lined up near the Peter's Square. They said that by the evening, about 65,000 people had filed past the retired pontiff's body in the basilica. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is preparing to step up its attacks on Ukraine using Iranian-made exploding drones. Zelensky said in his nightly video address that Ukraine has information Russia is planning a prolonged attack by exploding those drones. This comes as Russia's defense ministry said on Monday that 63 Russian soldiers had been killed in a Ukrainian New Year's Eve attack on their quarters. This is VOA News. South Korea has confirmed that Seoul and Washington are discussing its involvement in U.S. nuclear asset management to cope with intensifying North Korean nuclear threats. The South Korean presidential office's statement came after U.S. President Joe Biden denied that the allies were discussing joint nuclear exercises. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said in a newspaper interview published Monday that the two countries were pushing for a joint planning and training involving U.S. nuclear assets. His top advisor for press affairs reconfirmed that on Tuesday. Biden earlier said no when asked by a reporter about whether the two countries were discussing joint nuclear exercises. The congressional panel that investigated the 2021 Capitol insurrection is shutting down. AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
The House January 6th committee is shutting down, having completed a whirlwind 18-month investigation of the 2021 Capitol insurrection and having sent its work to the Justice Department, along with a recommendation for prosecuting former President Donald Trump. The committee's time officially ends Tuesday when the new Republican-led House is sworn in. With many of the committee's staff already departed, remaining aides have spent the last 2 weeks releasing many of the panel's materials, including its 814-page final report, about 200 transcripts of witness interviews, and documents used to support its conclusions. Norman Hall, Washington.
More details from VOA's Phil Mercer on Australia's decision to join other countries in requiring COVID testing for travelers coming from China.
Australia is following other countries in imposing the restrictions on travelers leaving China. They include India, Malaysia, Spain, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The Canberra government has said the arrangements are precautionary and temporary. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler told local media Monday that he was concerned about an absence of comprehensive information about the COVID-19 situation in China, especially the lack of genomic sequencing being shared by authorities in the capital, Beijing. Australia believes that the sharing of information is vital if the emergence of new variants of the virus is to be identified at an early stage. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Burkina Faso's military junta says it has expelled France's ambassador amid a surge in anti-French sentiment as the West African country moves to develop closer ties with Russia. Government spokesman confirmed Monday that the ambassador was asked to leave but provided no further details. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.